Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Yay! Picnic season is upon us. Get your tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and head over for garden immersion. Starting your walk at the koi pond, you'll notice the mondo grass or lily turf around the border of the stream bed is blooming. Don't let the turf part of the common name fool you. This lily turf is not really grass at all, but a member of the asparagus family. A tough ground cover, somewhat drought tolerant, and good in sunny or partially shade locations. Stepping past the koi pond and just at your left hand will be some lovely heavenly bamboo or Nandina domestica plants that are blooming. This is not bamboo either, but a woody shrub whose stalks are perfect for use as toothpick material. These lacy-leaved evergreen shrubs have plumes of creamy white flowers that give rise to hot red berries, adding color and interest to your garden without demanding much shaping or pruning. As you walk into the garden, you can't help but notice that one of the big green construction fences is gone from the garden. Hallelujah, you say. The new pollination garden is now open and ready for your visit. This area has a redesigned pond and some new and some well-established favorite perennial plantings. The old cherimoya tree presides over a newly planted area of young salvia and other pollinator-attractive plants. You can learn more about these plants on the handy signs planted around the garden, complete with poems and identifying pictures to help you learn about the ecosystem being developed here. One big bonus is the wide pathways that lead to a perfect seating area for those that wish to set a spell. Some of the plantings include new roses and spider flowers, but don't miss the firecracker penstemon. This plant flourished in the children's garden for years and is now a happy resident in the new pollination garden. As you step out of the area toward the promenade, see the beautiful yellow columbine with the alstroemeria guarding on the left side of the walkway. This columbine returns year after year. Columbine, whose common name is Granny's Bonnet, is a short-lived perennial, but if you allow the flowers to develop into seed heads, the plant will self-seed and return each springtime. Heading down the promenade toward the Bohannon Rose Garden, you'll see a riot of color and bloom. See the lovely Carefree Delight, a shrub rose that lends itself to borders or mounding areas. There's a whole wall of them just below the fountain, but also a huge mound farther into the garden with a fabulous bushy pelargonium around the base. The Carefree Delight rose is a fairly carefree rose compared to other roses because it has clusters of lovely single blossoms covering the plant all season. But if you love a red rose, look for the Rosa Robusta, and if you're into variety, see the Floribunda rose named Rainbow Sorbet. This rosebud is yellow in the center but tinged with red-orange at the edges and turns more white in the center and pink at the edge as the beautiful blossoms open. Leaving the rose garden by way of the Garden of the Senses, and you're met with a wonderful smell of the curry plant and the visual delights of some gorgeous dahlia blooms. Keep in mind, the curry plant is not the culinary spice, but it does smell like it. Walking out the back and heading to the wilds of the garden, the toyon plants are blooming all over the place. This California native is a hive of bee activity right now and will give the critters of the garden lots of red berries to eat in the winter season. Heading toward the overlook on unpaved paths, you can see a real tribute to the driving force of nature in a rusty fig tree growing right out of a rock off to your right. Continue on, and along Creek Lane, there's a vibrant red bougainvillea blooming along the side path. There's many bougainvilleas in the garden. If you wander the whole of Tram Road, you'll see the violet bougainvillea that covers the palm tree at the intersection of Lake View and Tram Roads. While you're at the overlook, if you're ready for a bit of a shady respite, take a walk through the pomegranate tunnel. These hot red blooms give rise to fruit in the fall. At the end of the tunnel, walk across the diagonal to the other side of the creek and put your nose in the blooms of the Indian jasmine. Also, hike along Alpine Lane and keep a watch along the left for a little pathway where you can see the pineapple lily. These interesting plants are another member of the asparagus family, but take their common name from the fact that the blooms look just like little pineapples until the blooms begin to open. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.